Being an open academic means more than publishing papers. In my case, it's being on the farm. It's listening to different people inside and outside academia and thinking together on how farm business models can be more regenerative. It's involving farmers in the research process by listening to their experiences. I would say that, in short, it's breaking down barriers between academic fields and connecting academic knowledge with the real world of the farmers.
Welcome to Open Science Bites, the open science podcast of the University of Groningen, highlighting best practices and challenges academics experience when being open in their teaching and research. This episode will focus on public engagement. Public engagement stands for social and public involvement. It describes the many ways in which the activities and benefits of higher education and research can be shared with a wide audience. Think of it as a meaningful dialogue between the public and science.
My name is Stefano Bertolini. I am a PhD candidate at the University of Groningen, and I want to help farmers, the government, and other businesses to go beyond industrial agriculture.
In this episode, Stefano shares his experience with public engagement and gives advice about engaging with stakeholders and the public. What motivated you to engage in public engagement?
When I was starting my PhD, the protests of the farmers for the new ecological regulations were all over the place. And in fact, industrial agriculture needs to change. But farmers have been pushed against the wall with sometimes super hard or even impossible expectations. And they are not happy, as we can see in the protest. But I remember that in a survey that I listened with them, they said one of the main things was that they feel that they were not listened. They didn't feel listened, and that they didn't have a say in the transition. And of course, this fostered even more resistance and rejection to change. At the same time, I came across a tool from the Donut Economics Action Lab that was designed to help organizations, startups, family businesses, or even big companies to transition to regenerative and distributive designs. I learned that the tool was a workshop, and that immediately sparked something. I saw that there was an opportunity to use this tool, this workshop, to connect with these farmers that felt that they were not heard, because I do believe that they have a lot to say. We have a lot to learn from them. And also at the same time, because it was a workshop designed to help farmers, I thought that maybe this can be a nice way to give them something to take home.
Could you please describe your example of public engagement and why you developed the project?
So we choose this approach because workshops are like dynamic conversations. Then they can help us to learn a lot and solve problems. Workshops, I saw them as a fun way to create knowledge together. And I think that this kind of deep thinking and understanding might be harder to get with other types of data collection. And this goes beyond of just gathering good data. For me, going in this direction was also to put into practice and show a new tool, the one designed by the Donut Economic Action Lab, figure out with the farmers what is holding them, and finally give them something tangible to take home to actually implement, even in the very early stage of my own research. But above all, I think that this approach allows me to contribute my small part for the transition.
How did you get in touch with these farmers? And was there a lot of interest for your workshop?
Yeah, actually it was quite challenging at the beginning, because I mean, I am not from the Netherlands. So having this first contact with the farmers was extremely challenging for me. At the beginning of last year, I offered myself to go to the farms and work in the farm just to have a little space after with the farmers to talk and get to know and actually build trust with them. Actually, they were amazing experiences. I was not able to walk the next day, but it was very nice to work in the farm. And after that, I was lucky to have one contact that my professor gave me, and we have some meetings to explain and say, hey, can you help me? And the first meeting was like, wow, we don't see like how this can be useful for farmers. So in the next meeting was, okay, let's go even more friendly, more simple, explain little by little the benefits. And yeah, that was how when it worked. So that is great. But yeah, it was a learning process to get to pass from the world of academia to actually have something tangible and nice and applicable that people is like willing to do and engage.
What obstacles did you encounter?
Something important there is to build trust with them, to build trust and say, yeah, I came with all my papers. I will came with all my papers that you have to sign of all the things that we have to do when we do research. But at the same time, be nice and build that trust. And actually, it's very important to also, well, in my case, it's a little bit easy because I really want to help in the transition. But you really need to transfer that to them and make them believe you that actually you are on their side. And that trust is an obstacle, but at the same time, also it's a challenge that we need to overcome. The next barrier definitely was the fact of the language. We are doing the workshops in Dutch because of my co-author of the future paper is Dutch, and he's going to do the workshops, and that is great. I was very lucky to have the opportunity to have this co-author. And when I say, yeah, the workshops are in Dutch, like the eyes of the people and their faces change. It's like, okay, yeah, let's go. And that's a huge thing. It's important. But yeah, I think that it's an obstacle, but there are solutions as the one I have. And so, yeah, it was okay. Yes, and I will also add that I really feel that the fact that I am not from the Netherlands, I am actually from Peru. The fact that I am from a total different country actually adds a different fresh perspective. I am used to a total different type of agriculture in the Peru, more rural, not at all industrialized. So it's interesting to bring these new ideas.
What kind of support did you get? Or what support would you have liked to get at the university?
My supervisor has been very, very nice with me. They helped me a lot to make something that is like feasible to do, interesting, and actually that can have an impact. I think that the public engagement seed fund of RUG has been great because actually it allowed me to scale my initial ideas in a way that actually can have a quick impact. And that was very nice. And finally, I will say that outside academia, there is a great community of farmers that already exist. And there is a lot of going on in the Netherlands in regenerative farming, if you look. And yeah, the energy of resilience of those groups are amazing. And I think we have a lot to learn from them.
Do you have any tips for colleagues who want to get started in public engagement?
So the first thing I will say is that this idea of public engagement is a matter of mindset, because doing more practical research as those that are related to public engagement offer opportunities for data collection that really other research methods do not offer. So I really think that is something interesting to consider. And my second, I don't know if it's a recommendation, but keep an eye for the competitions offered by RUG and probably other organizations, because I think like the fact of participating in those things or design a proposal for those things actually can have a big impact on your own research, because this can, as it happened to me, giving you new ideas of how to design your research and open new doors that you maybe didn't know that they were there. And also I think it's nice to participate in this for competing for the opportunity to actually scale up your projects and actually, even if possible, have a quick impact before you even have a full written paper. And I think that's nice.
This was Open Science Bites, the open science podcast of the University of Groningen. Thank you very much for listening. Join us for our next episode. Open Science Bites is produced by the University of Groningen Library with technical support of Wim Brons.